Thank you so much for interviewing with us today. Could you start by telling me your name and spelling it?
Sure. My name is Serena, spelled S-E-R-E-N-A.
Perfect. And could you start by telling me what you had for breakfast this morning?
This morning we had some sausage links and rice. I think that's what we had.
Perfect. So my first question is, when you think about the process of voting in Wisconsin, on this scale between trust and distrust, where do you say you feel? And you're welcome to move the little tab if you wanted.
Sure. I can also move it further.
Oh, okay. What do you mean in terms of like what I trust and distrust in the voting system?
I guess like a little more specifically, like the full process of going to the polling place, knowing that your vote actually counts towards whoever you choose to vote for.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for explaining that. I think I would do on a scale, is that a scale of 0 to 10?
Yes.
Okay, I think I would do about a 7.
Perfect. So right in the middle between like trust and the middle.
Yes.
And could you tell us a little bit more about why you feel that way?
I feel that way because when I, like the whole process of like get going there and you know, registering, like signing in and then filling out the form, I feel like that whole process is very smooth. I like that it like brings the community together and there's volunteers there and you know, and you see a lot of people from like different backgrounds and different age, and so you know that there's a lot of what's called like assistance available for people to be able to understand and be able to like vote correctly. So I really trust that whole process. I think the process afterwards is just kind of like, I'm not really sure what happens afterwards. I haven't really like done my own research about that. And you just kind of like leave it as is. And sometimes a part of me is just kind of like, I don't even know if it really matters, but I did my portion, which was the easy part, which is the part that I trust. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you feel are the conditions that need to happen for you to feel more trustful towards the voting system?
That's a good question. Off the top of my head, I wouldn't really know what would be something new to add, like a condition in order to for me to fully like trust the system. I guess I just hear a lot of things. Like I said, a lot of it is not like my own research that I've done. I've just heard a lot of stories of from other people and like from friends and community and like people in the community that like sometimes our vote isn't even, you know, weighed heavily, and it doesn't really do much. Otherwise, I'm not really sure. I wouldn't be able to give an exact answer yet. Yeah.
No worries. That was an amazing answer. Thank you. I appreciate that. So the second part of our interview today is we're going to pretend that these children are here with us or in your condition. Daughter. You have your daughter with you. So if you were to teach her the process of voting and why it's important, like what would you tell her?
I would tell her that voting is important because it is a privilege and it does give her a voice. It gives her a chance to be able to share her opinion and what she thinks is going to be beneficial for not only herself, but the community around us.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So that's all I have for you today. I will give you one of our Teach a Kid to Vote stickers. And yeah, that was it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.